أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد، ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد، مناع للخير معتد مريب، الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke briefly about maut and sakarat of maut, and then what happens after one is resurrected from the qabr. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the two angels, Sa'iq and Shaheed, one that will herd a person towards the mahshar and the other that will be witness. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. And he is qareen. Qareen refers to a comrade, a bosom friend. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the angel. The angel will say, هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ, that this is what I have ready to present to you insofar as the book of deeds are concerned. In other words, everything has been fixed, everything has been sorted out, the account is ready for you, and now I present this to you. And obviously here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a person who did not fare very well insofar as his books of deeds are concerned, insofar as the hisab and kitab is concerned, the debit and credit of deeds are concerned. And hence, Al-Qiya fi jahannama kulla kaffarin anid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement. Al-Qiya, O two angels, throw this person fi jahannama, into jahannam. Who are these people? Kulla kaffarin anid. Every stubborn disbeliever, a person that disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he remained stubborn on his disbelief. He did not want to accept iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, this is one very important aspect we learn from these verses, that there is times when we as Muslims believe, and we believe without any proofs, without any evidence, like for example, our entire belief systems about akhirat. But it is when a person wants to now apply logic to certain things in which a person does not understand, there is no way that we can apply any form of analogy, and then we want to do it, and that is the open way of deviation, and that is the first part of a person's stumbling block insofar as his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person becomes stubborn and one does not want to believe in what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further describes this group of people, people who have stopped others from doing good. Whilst the mu'mineen and the believers bring iman, they were trying to stop them from iman. When they were performing salat, they were trying to stop them from salat. So again, this is a lesson for us, that sometimes we have reservations about certain aspects of deen, and others will continue doing the good of deen, and because we do not understand, lack of our understanding, we want to stop others from the good of deen. Mu'tadim murib. Thereafter Allah says that they were transgressive. Murib, they were one that had doubt with regards to the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi ja'ala ma'allahi ilahan akhar. Those people who have made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gods besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, they try to equate gods to Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي الْعَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ. Then throw them into the very severe punishment. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another qareen, another bosom friend that man has, and that is shaitan. Some commentators have said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue the questioning, and then the individual will blame shaitan for all his wrongs. He will blame shaitan for him being misguided, for his disobedience and transgression. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that. Allah says, قَالَ قَرِينُهُ. His qareen, his bosom friend, that is shaitan, will say, Rabbana ma adghaytuhu. O my Lord, I did not create haughtiness. I did not create arrogance and transgression within him. In other words, I wasn't the factor that he did not make your ibadat and he disbelieved. Walakin kana fi dhalalin ba'id. But he was in a far-fetched and a very distant waywardness, a very distant misguidedness, and he deviated himself. It was not me. And in a nutshell, shaitan at that day will also not take any form of responsibility whatsoever. An argument between the two may break out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ. They do not quarrel before me. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. Because the truth and the reality is this, that I have already warned you about whatever is going to happen long before. In other words, from before, I had warned you. That warning was very clear. It was understandable. But at that time, you had these veils over your eyes and your heart and your ears, and you did not want to listen. So now there's going to be absolutely no quarreling whatsoever. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the word, that is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not change. Allah has made the decision for these people to go into the fire of Jahannam. Now nothing will change the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They may want to blame shaitan, they may want to blame others that they felt that had led them astray, but all that is not going to work in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And it is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks forward to punishing His servants, and it is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create any zulm, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ on His servants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And I am not a wrongdoer upon my servants. In other words, I am not transgressive insofar as my servants are concerned, as they had reaped in the world, as they had sowed in the world, as they had carried out their deeds in the world, so shall they reap in the hereafter. In other words, they would not be punished more than what they deserve. So in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has depicted this picture of qiyamah, this picture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking account, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings back to us the very, very same message, an opening, an eye-opener for us, a heart-opener for us, insofar as the realities of the day of Qiyamah is concerned. We can see that this is discussed so often in the Qur'an Kareem that it is not really possible for one who understands this message of Allah to ever forget the day we leave this world and ever forget the day of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك